بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the most important things that is hugely beneficial when we are faced with catastrophic change, disastrous, disruptive change, and which is the key to survival. And survival, I don't mean only physical survival, I mean even mental, spiritual survival and protection is the thing that helps, is what we call resilience. There is a huge amount of research that was done with people who faced these kinds of disastrous changes. People living in war zones, people in concentration camps, people subjected to torture. May Allah save us from all of these situations. But there's a lot of there are a lot of people in the world who may Allah protect them and protect us, and may Allah relieve their suffering. There are people who have faced all this, and many of them who faced it long term, you know, over a long span of time, and yet, Alhamdulillah, they came out of it relatively unscathed. Whereas others who were also in the same situation with them perished. Now, what is the difference? Let us see, what is it that enables some people to survive and others don't survive? Now, what happens at such times? What are the things that happen during disastrous, disruptive change? There are four things that happen. And by things that happen, I don't mean external things. I mean internally to the human being who is subjected and who is forced to live through those times. In the case of COVID-19, that applies to everybody on the face of the earth, quite literally. Four things that happen. One is a feeling of disorientation. They completely... everything familiar becomes unfamiliar. There is nothing familiar anymore. Everything seems new and hostile. Number two is depression. People are extremely afraid. The future looks completely bleak and dark and blank. And so people feel very depressed. Number three, there's a loss of purpose. The sense of purpose is gone. I had some kind of goal, now that goal does not exist anymore. So they are like, you know, headless chickens running around in circles, mentally speaking. And number four is actual fear of annihilation, the fear that I might die, the fear that my family might die. So this fear of annihilation. So four things: disorientation, depression, loss of purpose, and annihilation. And if you think about it today, this is how we seem to be living in times like this. Now, what helps? How can we get out of, or we're getting out of the situation may not be in our control, because it depends on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for the world. But how can we deal with this situation where we hope to, inshallah, come out of it mentally and spiritually and inshallah physically intact? There's a three-step solution, which is the way to become resilient. First and foremost is to face the brutal facts. And this first one is actually a combination of two apparently paradoxical things. One is to face the brutal facts but not lose hope. So face the brutal facts but do not lose hope. This is the first and most critical step of developing resilience. Face the brutal facts, but do not lose hope. I'm saying these are, we will look at them in detail, but you know, you can see how they seem to be paradoxical. Number two is to make sense of what is happening. As I told you, the first thing that happens is a feeling of disorientation, but we need to get out of that. So make sense of what's happening. Number three is now that I have some idea of what's going on. How do I get out of it? So improvise your way through the mess. Extremely important caveat and warning, which is that painting a rosy picture is the fastest way to perish. Denying facts, being in a state of denial, is a very good way to ensure that you perish. So please never do that. The facts, no matter how frightening they might seem to be, to look at them clearly, not to fool yourself, is the key to going forward. So now let's look at each of these in turn. Number one, face the brutal facts. What really happened? What really happened? Now, as I mentioned to you, facing facts as they are, without giving them a rosy hue, without painting a different picture, without indulging in hope bordering on fantasy, without denying, in many cases, our own active or tacit collusion in the disaster. The disaster happened because of what we are doing. Take global warming and climate change, for example. No matter how much we want to deny it, every single one of us on this planet, illa mashallah, is involved and is actively, I don't even say tacitly because it is active, actively involved in increasing carbon emissions and thereby accelerating global warming. So it's very important that we recognize our own complicity in what has happened, in whatever is the calamity that we are facing. So face the brutal facts. Number two is do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame others. Don't say, oh, but you know, this is what happened. Don't say, oh, why me? Why did it happen to me? No. Never lose hope. And this is where Islam comes to the fore. Islam is our safety net. Islam is our greatest strength because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. We believe in His Qudrat. We believe in His power. We believe in His, we have His glory and awe and majesty in our hearts. This is our greatest strength, that we start from that point of view, from that perspective, and so we don't lose hope and we have faith in Allah. We also remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who behave with equanimity, with dignity, and with faith in times of stress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and certainly we will test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and the fruits of your labor, but give glad tidings to the sabireen, the people who have sabr. They are those who, when afflicted with the calamity, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Truly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, Azza wa Jal, we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat. They are the blessed people. They will be forgiven from their Rabb. And they are the ones who receive His mercy. And it is they who are the guided ones. Very simply, remember that difficulty is a test with a huge reward for being patient. What would you pay if you had to pay to get a guarantee from Allah that you are rightly guided, and that on you is Allah's blessing, and that you will be forgiven, and that you will receive His mercy? What will you pay? What will I pay if we could pay for that? If that was for sale and Allah said, well, how much will you pay me? I would say, Allah, every single thing, every hair on my head, every hair on my body, every drop of my blood, every breath I take, please take it and give me this guarantee that I am forgiven by you. But Allah didn't ask for any of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever difficulty comes to you, whether it's a headache, whether it's a migraine, whether it's a toothache, whether it is corona, whether it's a thorn in your foot, whether your car got punctured, whatever it is, whatever is the difficulty that you are in, have sabr, say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will give you this guarantee of forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us without the tests, without the difficulties, but when we have the difficulties, we ask Allah for strength and for sabr to bear them with patience and to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our hearts and to give us the sabr. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.